Welcome back on the Robinson Furnish Post Game Show. Garden City splits their first two with Colby. They fall 4-1 in game one, but they bounce back and win it 8-6 in game two. We welcome on first-year head coach Josh Aller. Before we get to the games, obviously you just spent five seasons with Colby. Was a little awkward today, coaching against Coach Carter?
It was a little weird. It was cool, though. It was a really, really cool moment for me. Obviously, he's one of my biggest mentors. So, you know, getting to come out here and play against those guys, it was a little bit odd at first, I'll admit.
Any fun moments before the game?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it was just always – I mean, he's such a great dude. It's always smiles anytime that he's around. So, you know, just seeing them walk up and seeing the bus drive by on the highway out there, I was like, gosh, that's weird seeing that.
So let's talk me through these first games. First overall thoughts I want to go to are the pitchers, because this time last week, Bowman and Lorenz really struggled to get through their innings against Butler. But today, they combined to go 11 and a third plus. Tell me what you like from those two.
Well, I like the longevity, man. I like that both those guys kept us in the game. And, you know, Bowman's still not throwing the rock especially well, you know, for what we expect out of him. And, you know, he was able to really kind of compete with some of his not best stuff on the day. And, you know, we're really proud of him for doing that and for sticking in there and giving us a chance to win that game. And then, you know, Maddie comes in and he's a seasoned vet and does exactly what we expect him to do every single week and goes out there and throws up zeros and keeps us in a ball game. And, you know, what more do you ask for? You know, he got us through it, and playing back-to-back days, obviously that's going to be huge for us going forward, is that we didn't have to get into our pen.
Starting a game one with Bowman, the sixth and a third, but he gave up three runs in those first three innings. They all came before two outs, but he was able to limit the damage from there. Tell me, like, what do you like about the response where you see a starter maybe give up a run, get rocked a little early, but find a way through it?
Man, he's a really good arm, and he's a good, mature guy, and he understands the game, and he knows that, obviously, you can't let one inning define you. And if you can minimize from there, you got a chance to win. And he went out and did just that. And, you know, obviously we just didn't put up the run support that we needed to put up to give him a chance to win. But I thought, you know, he did a really good job of eating through those innings and continuing to stay competitive and give us a chance.
Bats came to life in game two. After you guys only scored one run in the first game, you find a way to score three in the bottom of the first in this game two. So, I mean, what'd you like from your team's response? What did you talk to them about between games one and two? How'd you like the way they came out?
I was extremely happy with the way we bounced back. You know, I had to get on those guys after that first game because, you know, there was a lot of familiarity there. We knew exactly what those guys were going to do to us, and credit to them, they did it, and they did a really good job. And, you know, at the end of the day, we just didn't take competitive ABs in situations that we needed to. We had bases loaded a couple times in that game and just couldn't score. And, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, anytime you get opportunities in this league to score runs, you have to be really good at doing it. And we just weren't in game one. And obviously coming back in game two, going right away and putting it on them and getting a lead and getting the pitch with a lead was big for Matty because, you know, it gives you a lot of confidence to go out there and know that we're going to score runs. So you don't have to be perfect.
You talk about how your team drove in the runs today. The counts that I had, you had the 2-1 for the sacrifice fly. You had a 2-1 on the two-run single, and then the 1-0 on the sacrifice fly in game two. Caleb at the 2-0 double. How important is that when you guys get up early in counts and are able to be aggressive on those fastballs?
Well, you know, in game one, we did a really good job of being in hitters' counts. We just didn't do anything with them when we got the opportunities. Game two, we did the same thing. We knew that, you know, we were going to be in advantage counts, and we just had to do the damage. And in game two, I thought we did a better job of doing that. And, you know, we scored in a bunch of those innings and gave ourselves a chance. And even though it wasn't crooked numbers all the time, you know, just constantly having pressure on the defense and on the pitcher is where we found success.
Talk me through a couple of your hitters. You had been trying to get Kalen back when the Butler series came around. He was a little rusty against the Grizzlies, but today he looked much more like himself. He finishes with three hits, knocks in a couple RBIs. What'd you like from Kalen Bing today?
Oh, I loved it. You know, obviously the big thing for him is just continuing to see as many pitches as possible to get him back and roll. And then obviously, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, I still don't think that if you asked him that he had as good a day as he wanted, because he had multiple counts where he could have done a lot more damage and didn't necessarily do what he wanted to do. And, you know, it's a testament to how good of a hitter he is, because we still got productivity out of him in a day where, you know, he wasn't necessarily himself.
And then in game one, you made the switch from Wyatt to Caleb. He goes 1-for-2. And then in the second game, drills in a couple of RBIs. Obviously someone who's kind of flipping between pitching and hitting. But what'd you like from the plate today?
You know, he threw in some really, really good ABs, and he had some not so good ABs. And fortunately with Caleb, with, you know, the big body, and he's got the ability to drive the ball out of the yard and put a hurting on it. You know, when he got his chances to do damage, he did damage, and that's what we pay him to do. You know, he's really good at that. And, You know, he limited his non-competitive ABs to non-competitive situations. And when he had the chance to drive in runs, man, he put a hurting on it.
Eighth inning. You guys are only up one. You find a crazy way to get one in when Brett's on the corner and takes off for second, winds up getting there and allowing Nick to score. Do you have any idea that was about to happen? Just take me through what you were seeing.
That's a called play for us. You know, it's our first and third play, and we've practiced it a couple times, and Coach DeVille put it on, and it was a great situation to do it. And, you know, it paid off for us. And obviously it gave us an opportunity to extend the lead there. And, you know, it gave Paniagua a little bit of breathing room where, you know, those guys were coming back up through the top of their order, and we got to face their two best hitters again. And it gives you comfort to know that they're not going to hurt you right in this game. So,
yeah, and last question for you. You were already alluding to Paniagua. You guys haven't been in any save situations before today. You give him the ball in the seventh, and sure, he gives up a couple runs, but you decide to go back to him in the ninth, gives up a couple runners on, but works his way out of it. Tell me, what's the confidence that you have in him that you put him back out there for the ninth, even with the runs he'd given up, and how'd you like his response there?
Oh, I love it. I mean, dude's a competitor. He wants to have the ball in his hands in big situations, and you can't teach that. And at the end of the day, man, win or lose, we want our dude on the mound that we have utmost faith in, and he's the guy right now for us. And so, you know, if it goes well, it goes well, and it did, and it went in our favor today, and we're fortunate for that. But even if it doesn't, you know, we still want that guy on the mound in that situation. So it's an easy decision for us as a coaching staff.
Coach, congratulations on the winning game 2. Best of luck in games 3 and 4 tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you, man.